question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, I can see the votes tallying up on our website. Thanks to all of you who are already voting. And if you missed what Mary shared in our show open, we're asking you, have you booked some type of travel itinerary that will occur before August 30th? And if yes, is it domestic or international? Both of those questions match up well with our next guest, as Terry Dale, CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association, is about to join us for today's edition of the Chief Travel Leader Series, and we're sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
Yes, so travel certainly comes in many different forms, and when you're on the move for leisure or business travel, we encourage you to consider the more than 700 Preferred Hotels and Resorts properties in 80 countries around the world. And something we really appreciate, they are committed to providing travelers with the lowest published rates on their website. If you do ever find a lower rate somewhere else within 24 hours of booking your reservation, all you need to do is let them know and they'll honor it for you.
Yes, they will. And something else you really should be doing right now before you travel, go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, vote in those travel polls, but also click on the I Prefer banner right at the top of the homepage and enroll for free and exclusive elite status as a listener of our show. And this way you're going to get treated with so many great perks that would normally take you a significant amount of time to obtain.
All right, let's head to that show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader interview. Show friend Terry Dale, the CEO of USTOA, is ready to go.
Terry, it's always nice to connect with you. Mary and I appreciate you jumping aboard with us today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Robert and Mary.
Well, nice to have you here on this Saturday morning. A lot we want to get to today, Terry. In first place, and I know, Mary, you just released the study, and Mary wants to dive into that with you. But I'm going to begin with something, you know, rather pressing and a reality that I think many travelers are likely to encounter. You may have heard later this month we're going to be kicking off our Let's Go America tour. Each month, Mary and I plan to take the show to a different part of the country, really to places that we feel are safe for travel and open to go experience, really on all levels. May 22nd, we'll begin it all with a live remote broadcast from America's Resort down at the Greenbrier, and then we'll move on from there. So that's something that we're doing. But because of the continued government aid and extended unemployment benefits, so many resorts, hotels, theme parks, golf resorts, restaurants, I mean, I could just go on. We're hearing this a lot. They're having difficulty finding workers as it's more economical for many of these people not to work as they make more staying home, if you will, than taking a job. And that means many places are operating with staff shortages or can't fully open to the level that they would want. So are you hearing this from any of the tour operators that you're aligned with?
I am not hearing it yet. Now, first of all, let me just say, Robert, certainly I'm aware of that landscape that you just described, but for our operators, we've got a core of employees, staff, and that has been pretty darn engaged during this transition period. But I'm certainly familiar with what you described. But I think at the end of the day, your audience, my audience, they're still going to get the kind of experience that they expect. But these are transitional, transformational times. And it doesn't mean that we're not going to, we need to be flexible in adapting to this transitional period. But I think at the end of the day, the traveler is going to ultimately get the kind of experience that they expect. But there will be hiccups. And certainly what you described is out there and a very real, I hate to use the word challenge, but getting restarted, re-engaged,
it's not a flip of a switch. I mean, that's the point.
Transition, good word.
I wish it was a flip of the switch, but it's not.
No, but transition's a good word, along with the flexibility and adaptability that everyone
needs to be open-minded, be flexible.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly, and enjoy.
Yeah.
Terry, the early results of the travel polls that we're running on our website indicate about 55% of people have booked some type of trip between now and August 30th, and not surprisingly, over 80% of it is domestic. We'll see how those numbers develop as the week continues. But this week, the U.S. Tour Operators Association just released a survey, and I saw that 9 out of 10 members are seeing a recent sales increase in travel, and about 75% or more of your active members selling U.S. travel are seeing increases in 2021 domestic bookings. All good news. So we're going to be on the move, as Robert mentioned, promoting travel this year. What are some things in this survey that caught your attention that you want to share with everyone listening around the country today?
Well, first and foremost, I think our members demonstrated the ability to be agile and to pivot. to a domestic product that is going to be more, it'll resonate more with our U.S. population because, you know, there's concerns with going international. Mm-hmm. So clearly domestic is going to drive the booking cycle for 2021. We are seeing good signs for 2022 internationally. And I would also say that, you know, 8 out of 10 of our tour operators are enthusiastic or cautiously optimistic about how the third and fourth quarter is going to shape up. And that will be driven domestically for the time being.
Well, you have to feel good about seeing those results.
Yeah.
We feel more than good, to be quite truthful, Robert. And when I also see that almost 60% of our members currently have programs, itineraries, operating today, right now. And that's also a great indicator of, you know, what the trajectory is going to be like over the course of the remainder of the year. So we don't want to be naive, but we feel good.
Well, I mean, just hearing that, I mean, it makes us feel good. So yes. It's bringing a smile
to
our face.
I also saw that internationally speaking, people are definitely showing interest in Italy, to no surprise.
Well,
there,
I mean, listen, if we could flip a switch, yeah, as I said earlier, we'd
be
in Italy
right now.
I mean, Mary and I would absolutely, I'm sure, Terry, you'd join us. We'd all be enjoying some espresso on this Saturday morning.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And, so, you know, it's interesting. So, as you know, the EU came out and said that they were open to U.S. travelers coming to the European Union. And I had a lot of members who were writing to me saying, oh, we're popping our champagne right now to celebrate. And I'm like, be careful.
Right.
Because the reality is every country still over in the EU can determine whether you have to quarantine, what kind of testing is involved. So it's not, again, to use your term, Robert, a flip of the switch. It's not like the EU is open. But certainly those signs are encouraging that we will see some international EU travel come, you know, July, August.
Yeah, as the year progresses, that's good news. All right, so I want to get a little personal, something we like to do in the Chief Travel Leader segments of the show. It's really our way to kind of round the edges off these interviews and make them more relatable to everyone listening on the 470-some stations around the country. So the coronavirus pandemic, you know, we're not hiding this. I mean, in reality, it's been a truly terrible period for the travel industry. There have been some bright spots. We are all talking about the positives coming. Overall, though, I would say it's made us appreciate the world of travel on so many levels.
Absolutely.
Just a lot more. Yeah. I want to know, what have you missed most, you know, over the past year? Maybe you've done some travels yourself, and maybe what are places you're looking to getting back to going forward?
Well, that's a big question.
Well, you've got about a minute and a half to answer it.
Okay. All right. So right before the pandemic struck, I went to Egypt and had a sneak preview of this magnificent museum that they are building, and it's close to completion for their, you know, vast wealth of archaeological and other historic monuments, details, mummies, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to going back to Egypt to see the finished and final product. I just returned from Istanbul, where I did a keynote 6 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, and I just, being on a plane, going somewhere, feeling confident and responsible was the most incredible, amazing experience. And I think, you know, I think communities around the world have a greater appreciation now of what our industry brings to their communities, but we have to do it responsibly.
Yeah, well,
and I think that's one thing that I want to mention, Robert, is that we have to be sustainable. We have to be responsible in how we visit, whether it's Las Vegas or somewhere in Italy. We have to make sure we do it in the right way.
Well, Terry, that is a good place for us to leave this. That message loud and clear.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to connect with Terry and the team at the U.S. Tour Operators Association, very easy, ustoa.com. Terry, thanks for the check-in. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Terry, take care. Thanks.
All right, Terry Dale, U.S. Travelers Association folks. If you want to hear the conversation again or any segment of today's live broadcast, a reminder that we archive every hour of every broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. There's still a lot to get to today over the next 90 minutes, including emails, the right stuff, open road with RJ. We're going to talk with the TSA. We've got the museum gallery and a lot more. The show returns, folks, after this quick sponsors break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.